Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors.
Bearing in mind that it was quite a difficult market in the UK for sales and to a certain extent lettings, we were delighted with another strong performance. We grew our revenues by 11%, and crucially, all six of our brands grew revenue in the year. And we increased our management services fees, which is our royalty income, which is the lifeblood of a franchise business. That was up by 14%. We achieved a profit of 4.3 million for the year, which is the same as the year previous, but the year previous included an exceptional credit of 0.7 million pounds. So in fact, underlying profit was up. We're sufficiently confident about our trading last year and the prospects for this year that we have announced a further increase in our dividend to 8.4p for the whole year. And I'm delighted to say that that's the sixth consecutive year of dividend improvement. We promised a progressive dividend policy when we listed on the market, and that's exactly what we've delivered to our shareholders throughout those 6 years. I think the consensus view is that last year the number of house sale transactions was flat. Many of our competitors have been talking about slight reductions in how many properties they sold. I'm delighted to say that we sold close to 11,000 properties last year, which is a new record for us. We sold almost the same number of properties in our traditional brand businesses, but our YouMove hybrid online operation had a 22% increase in the number of properties that it had sold. So it was gaining market share, and that's a really, really strong result. On the letting side of things, again, competitors were talking about the market being a little slower, but we let more properties than in the year previous. Revenue was up. And each of our offices is now, on average, managing over 210 properties. So our managed portfolio, our tenant managed portfolio, which is what we derive our regular repeating income from, that's the highest that it's ever been. Of course, we operate a franchise model, and there are huge advantages in the power of a local owner-operator. So in the course of last year, we had 60 of our franchisees who were exceeding revenues of £500,000 per year. And of those, 11 were exceeding revenues of £1 million per year. Both of those are new records for our group. Two of the other benefits of a franchise group is that we can make central investment, which we've done in digital marketing, and then we can leverage the benefits across the whole of our franchise network. So we built better optimized websites last year. We also built a CRM, a customer relationship management platform, fully GDPR compliant, contains 2 million customer records. And so we generated over 30,000 leads for our franchisees in the course of last year. One of the things about difficult market conditions, of course, is that the pressure comes to bear perhaps more fiercely on your competition. And so we've seen in the course of last year's trading, more of our smaller, less well organized, less capable competitors giving up and selling their business. And we've been assisting our franchisees to buy those businesses. So there were a total of 26 transactions last year, and we helped add over 3,000 tenanted managed properties to the portfolio that our franchisees manage. YouMove performed exceptionally strongly last year. Against a market where other online hybrid operators were struggling, we generated a profit of £400,000. We had more franchisees trading than ever before. We had over 250 people in the field helping people with their sales and with their lettings. And three of our top performing YouMove franchisees went on to purchase businesses in the traditional brand business. So we saw for the first time people coming into the model, doing well, gathering their resources and becoming purchasers of traditional brand businesses. One chap's now managing over 500 properties. I think it's one of the most exciting times that I've ever lived through in my 30 years in the industry. And the reason that I say that is because you've got a lot of moving parts. We've got Brexit, and it's true that we've got a depressing effect on the housing market as a result of that. But we've also now got the impact of digital marketing and online estate agency, and it remains to be seen how that's fully going to play out. What I do think is that we operate a franchise model, and I think a franchise model has enormous power to it and enormous benefit, because on the ground, we've got owner operators who've got to make a living, got to pay their school fees, got to cover their overheads, and they are looking to gain advantage in a competitive landscape. We've also got some huge businesses that have been there for, you know, the last 10 years, and they are finding it harder to adapt and change in these circumstances. So I think a business like ours, which has both the ability to invest centrally and to provide great infrastructure to its franchisees, and then at a local level, you have this entrepreneurial culture about looking for opportunities. I think that could mean that actually franchise businesses will prosper and grow over the course of the next 5 years. And certainly at the Topco level, we are very cognizant of the fact that there may be merger and acquisition opportunities coming up over, say, the next 2 year life cycle. And of course, the key thing about the Property Franchise Group is it is going into this period of change and opportunity with a very strong balance sheet. And what that means, of course, is that we have the firepower to go after targets if that's what we choose to do. But we also are confident enough to increase our divvy by another significant amount in the current year, and to maintain our intention of a progressive dividend policy in future years as well.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.